We started this seminar back in 2012, and the slogan of our institute is Dare to Prosper. Why Dare to Prosper? Because I believe that prosperity is something that anybody can learn, just as a child learned how to ride a bicycle, but that it takes your own effort to make it happen. It's not going to happen for you unless you make it work for yourself. Here's our contact information if you guys want to get in touch with us at a later point in time. So let me go back some 24 years ago to tell you how this all came about. In 1994, I attended a seminar called Success Seminar by a man called Peter Daniels. Peter Daniels was a multimillionaire businessman who came from Australia. And I had never heard of Peter Daniels up until this point, but I figured, well, if this guy's a multimillionaire, I'd like to know what he has to say. So I attended his seminar over a weekend, and what really caught my eye was that this man used to be an illiterate, poor bricklayer at the age of 26, and somehow by the age of 38, he had managed to turn himself into a multimillionaire. So I said, how does a guy who doesn't know how to read and write suddenly become a millionaire? Well, what I came to find out is that it wasn't a straight line. He shared with us that initially he first had to teach himself how to read and write, and then he had a dream to become a millionaire and give away a lot of money, but that he started a business and it failed. Then he started a second business and that failed. Then he started a third business, and guess what happened? That one failed. So after a while, his wife was like, well, why don't you give it up and just get a job? But when he started the fourth business in real estate, that's when he finally made it happen, and he became a multimillionaire. And for the last 20-somewhat years, he's basically spent a lot of time going around the world, especially in the United States, teaching other people how they could do it as well. I bought two of his books, which are shown here, How to Reach Your Life Goals and How to Be Happy Though Rich. And I studied those books, and those books set me up on a path which I've been on for the last 24 years. I've since heard his seminar probably over 100 times. When I was in my car going to college, when I was getting my master's, when I was working on my PhD, and every year thereafter I continue to listen again to those seminars. And it always inspires me again to realize what this man did was to sow a seed in my mind that not only could I do it too, but that if I mastered what he had said and what he had taught me, that one day I could teach other people as well how I did it. So that's the reason why I started Financial Freedom and Success Institute, is that I figured once I become a multimillionaire myself, I want to be able to explain to people exactly step by step what were the key findings that I found along my path that got me to this place so that other people could get there basically and learn it over a weekend, what it took me 20 plus years to learn. So I had the good fortune to go meet Mr. Daniels a couple years ago. I went to Australia. I wrote him that I wanted to come and spend the day with him. And I gave him a copy of the book that I wrote, the Financial Freedom book. And this is what he had to say about this book. Basically, he says, Alex Barron has put together in his Financial Freedom Manual a step-by-step formula to move forward for those seeking economic freedom and success. His analytical approach to the subject uncovers a treasure chest of new thoughts and ideas that will stretch your thinking, keep it handy for reference, and give it to a friend. I'd recommend it. Dr. Peter Daniels, founder and president of the World Center of Entrepreneurial Studies Foundation. Okay, so basically, it was very nice to kind of come around full circle and have an opportunity to thank the man that helped me get on this path of financial freedom. This just tells you a little bit about who I am and what I've done in the last few years. As I said, I was a graduate of University of Texas at El Paso. I also graduated from Stanford University. I am currently a family man. I have a wife and two children. I've been a Wall Street executive for the last decade plus. I have several passions in life. One of them is to collect exotic cars, which I think are fun to drive. I also like traveling the world. At this point, I've gone to over 35 countries. And my goal is before I'm done here on planet Earth, hopefully have visited every other country that I have left to go see. I love teaching financial freedom to people every month, and in fact every week we teach a class called the University of Success, and every few months we do this financial freedom seminar somewhere around the world. And lastly, I like helping children, specifically poor children from third world countries. My goal is to help, you know, help them out, get an education, help create orphanages, and just help people basically move from wherever they started out in life onto something better. As I said, the purpose of these seminars is essentially to teach people financial education. I really believe that this is the something that, the one key that can change our world and that can change the direction of our country. These are some of the seminars that we teach around the year, the main one being the Financial Freedom Seminar, which this one is. Also, I teach another seminar called the Financial Security Seminar, which you'll hear about that tomorrow. The next thing that we do is each week we share University Success, where we teach people step by step how they can achieve all of their dreams in their life. Every year, the first week of the year, we go somewhere around the world, take people on a cruise, and we teach them the secret formula of success. And lastly, a few times a year, we teach the investment seminar for people who want to learn how to invest in the stock market or the options market. Since we started off small, but every year we've been able to grow the number of people who participated in our seminars, and our goal is to continue to expand this a lot more over the next few years. So let's go back a little bit to think about what is the American dream. How would you define the American dream today? I guess for most people, it probably means coming to America, especially immigrants. They come here for what? Looking for what? One word, opportunity, right? Opportunity to what? Prosper, to succeed, to make a better life for their family. They have this belief that if they come here, they're going to be able to go from nothing to something, which in their own countries they typically can't because they don't have the same type of freedoms that we enjoy in this country. But what's happened? You know, it seems like a lot of people have lost hope. A lot of people don't know which way is up and which way is down. You know, there's been a lot of changes in our country. But I would summarize, to me, the American dream is to enjoy financial freedom and doing what you want, giving a better life to your family, protecting your loved ones, buying the house and car of your dreams, and someday enjoying a pleasant retirement without having to worry about money. To me, I think that's what the American dream is all about. And yet, what's the sad reality today for most people? I would say for most people today, they're worrying about the cost of education, both the student loans that they owe as well as the difficulty for their children to go to college, and they're wondering, how am I going to pay for that? A lot of people live in the rat race every day. What does that mean? That they just go to work on Monday, you know, and they can't wait till Friday's here so they could basically relax over the weekend, and then every Monday it's a grind. Economically, it doesn't feel like they're getting ahead. People feel like there's not enough money. A lot of people are stressed out about their finances. If they invest in the stock market, all of a sudden it always seems like they picked the wrong timing, right? When do they go in? When things are hot, and when do they panic and get out? When things have gone down. And a lot of older folks that I talk to are worried about their retirement. You know, I still talk to people in their 60s and 70s who still have debt and don't know what they're going to do if money happens to run out. I believe there's also other issues that we have to deal with. One of those is that the major institutions, which we had counted on for hundreds of years, seems to have let us down. Today, many people, many children especially, are growing up in broken families. You know, parents aren't staying together for marriage or for life as they promised when they got married. So a lot of kids grow up in a very uncertain world where they don't know if mom or dad are going to be there for them. Most people don't feel like there's enough money. The number one source of divorce is fighting about money. When people go to church, a lot of people have stopped going to church precisely because they feel like the religious institutions have let them down. A lot of the people who are supposed to be leading moral lives sometimes have secret double lives. A lot of them emphasize too much on money, and many people have stopped believing in God and attending church. In terms of schools, As far as I know, most universities still teach the same thing they were teaching 20 or 50 years ago, and yet what's happened to the cost of tuition? It's just gone straight up every single year, so it's more expensive to get a college education. And just because you get a college education doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be successful in life or have a great job when you get out. In terms of government, people feel betrayed or let down by the government. The level of trust in government officials is very low. Most of those people are always fighting, and there's a lot of corruption. People feel like they get charged too much tax and that the government gives away too much money to those who don't produce. All politicians have done is put us in debt. Nowadays, they teach socialism, which many years ago in the U.S. was supposed to be a no-no, and now we almost elected a guy who wanted to be a socialist as president. And a lot of people in other countries, you know, they spend money to buy votes, essentially. So, if we summarize all the problems that we face today, people don't feel like they make enough in their job. Some people can't even find a job. A lot of people feel like they don't make enough to pay for their education or their children's education. They feel like there's not enough money to pay for everything. Most people always seem to be in debt. They don't have enough money put aside for retirement. They feel like the stock market's like a roller coaster, it just goes up and down. And most people feel like traditional financial advice doesn't work. So the question is, how do we make the most out of our money? In many other countries, people suffer a lot, physically speaking, because of the corruption and because of social and economic ignorance. A lot of people vote for socialist-minded politicians who promise that the government is the solution to all of their problems. And yet, people feel like there's not enough, you know, hope that there's going to be financial freedom. Nowadays, the government seems to control everything. They got their hands in education, they control Social Security, commerce, defense, agriculture, everything. What do we see around us in society? Everybody's got this mindset that, what's the government going to do for me lately, right? There's a lot of poverty in other countries, there's lots of wars. Most people don't even think they want their children to come into the world. So anyway, what is the solution? The solution, in my mind, is to go back to the basics. We have to renew our personal and spiritual foundation. We have to focus on what God said from the beginning. And what He said is, I want you to prosper in all things and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I believe that God wants to bless everybody and wants people to be in good health across all areas, mental, spiritual, physical, financial, and social. And I believe that as we share a positive message of hope around people's finances, that people are going to start to have greater hope and they'll be able to share with more people what they've learned. I really believe the world needs a renewal of their principles and a renewal of hope. And I really believe that money is this integral part which helps people feel better about their life. Just yesterday I was hearing a talk about how the number one killer today is stress. And where does stress really come from? Stress comes from people feeling like their money is not enough, you know, especially when there's economic downturns. So our vision is to be a light in a dark world. Our vision is to create an army of people who are debt-free, who want to make an impact on other people's lives. I really believe that if we had a debt-free and prosperous society, we could really do a lot of good, not just for ourselves and our family, but for a lot of other people who lack those opportunities. So my goal is to help empower people to become debt-free, to become financially prosperous, and to do so in a way that benefits themselves and benefits others as well. I really do believe that God wants you to prosper in every area of your life. I believe that He cares about your mind, He cares about your heart, He cares about your body, He cares about your family, He cares about your business, and He cares about your finances. But at the end of the day, it all begins one person at a time changing our minds. You know, sometimes we want others to change, when in reality, change has to start with us. So our mission, as I said, is to empower people to become financially strong. We want to create what we called Millionaires with a Purpose. We want, even if your goal is not to become a millionaire, at least we want you to become debt-free so that basically you can take care of your family in a way that maybe the government isn't going to be there for you. We want to do this by changing people's mindset about themselves and about the role of money within their life. So our goal is to basically create a society that's prosperous, create a society that's debt-free. But also, my goal is not to teach people all of these principles just to be selfish. My goal is to essentially help people help themselves, but that in turn, you'll pay it forward and help other people as well through your own generosity with other people. You know, Donald Trump has a saying, make America great again. Well, I believe in making America great again, but in making the world great again as well, because I believe that God loves all people of every country and color and race, and that I believe that God has this desire to prosper everybody, and that it's our goal and our role to basically help ourselves out first and then to go back and help others as well. So just to share with you very specifically my goals of why I'm doing this seminar. My goal is to at least get to 10 million people over the next decade with this message of financial freedom and hope. My goal is to help a million people to get out of debt within the next decade. My goal is to help 100,000 people achieve financial security by learning how to become their own bank. My goal is to train 10,000 people how to start their own business and how to become investors. And my goal is to motivate and find 1,000 people who want to become millionaires with a purpose. What does this mean? That once you become a millionaire, you're going to basically pay it forward and basically help other people achieve the same goal and help others who can't help themselves. So I'd like you to just take a minute and ask yourself, why did you come this morning? Why are you here listening to the seminar today? Why are you interested in learning about money? Where are you in your life today? What areas are you struggling with? I want you to just take a minute to write it down and think about it. Why were you motivated to come listen to the seminar today? What is it that you hope to learn by the time you're done listening to all this presentation? I think it's important for you to just spend a minute to think about it, and because we hope that by the time we're done, that you'll come away with a new understanding of the role of money in your own life. So while you're thinking about that, I just want to ask you a question. Are you interested in changing your life, or are you committed to doing something about it? What does somebody who is interested do? Somebody who's interested only does what's easy, only does what takes no effort, only does what doesn't cost anything, doesn't want to get out of their comfort zone, doesn't want to take any risks, right? But somebody who's committed to a change in their life is somebody who's willing to pay the price no matter what it is. Is somebody who's willing to step out of their comfort zone and make the changes that are necessary to achieve it. And is somebody who takes calculated risks and wins. So that's the question I have for you. Are you interested in changing your life, or are you committed to really achieving financial prosperity? And by the time you're done on this planet Earth, what would you trade your life for? Let's say you got another 20, 30, 40, 50 years left on this planet. What is the dream that you'd like to see accomplished? Because whether you know it or not, the cost of a little dream or a big dream or having no dream at all, as Peter Daniel said, it's all the same. It's your life. So the question is, what are you going to trade your life for? By the time you expire, you know, what will you have accomplished? So I have one last question for you. Are you ready for financial freedom? If so, I hope that you'll take full advantage of everything that we're going to share with you in the next sessions. So that's the question. If you're ready to commit, then make the decision, make the commitment, and I promise you, you will succeed. Thank you very much.